You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Andrew Thorne, founder of Talios Corporation, to discuss his innovative strategies for creating your personal and professional legacy. Andrew is a world authority in behavioral-based leadership, a pioneer in the field of building lasting value in business and life, and an expert in the field of midlife transition. His new book, Leading with Your Legacy in Mind, due out March the 21st of this year, has already found itself on Amazon's bestseller list. Dr. Thorne, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure to be with you today, Eric.
Yes, sir. The pleasure is certainly ours as well, and a topic that can't be discussed enough. What does it mean to lead with your legacy in mind?
I think there's two parts to that that are really important. The first is obviously leading, and so often we think of leading as being about our position or our title. But the real purpose of being a leader is to make things better for others. And then that ties right in with our legacy. Our legacy is about the impact that others feel when we move on.
And following that, what does it mean to be a leader?
When we lead, as I mentioned, we are simply making things better for others. So our work needs to be focused on how do we go about doing that? How do we see the need and how do we fill into that need in such a way that people have the opportunity to do what they do best every day?
And what is the real meaning of legacy?
Legacy is just as much a forward-facing proposition as it is a backwards-facing proposition. We have come to simply accept the term to mean what happens when we move on, or rather, what is it that we will leave behind. But the word actually comes from an old French word, and it meant to be a legate or an ambassador to creating a future. These people were authorized to go into different lands and faraway places and create a new existence or a new future. So often they became trapped or were killed in the midst of their efforts. So the term began to be associated with what they left behind. But really it was meant to focus on what they were going to be doing for the future. And so our legacy, as I mentioned, has a forward part to it also. It's about ourselves as we move forward and what we want to be as we create a future, a vibrant future.
Today we're joined by Dr. Andrew Thorne, founder of Talios Corporation and the author of his new book, Leading with Your Legacy in Mind, due out late next month here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And Dr. Thorne can also be followed on Twitter at Andrew Thorne. Now, Dr. Thorne, what sets apart Leading with Your Legacy in Mind from other leadership books?
I think the biggest difference is that leading with your legacy in mind is not a prescription. Instead, it's an opportunity to ask big questions and to focus on what you need to do to make it personally for yourself. A lot of times people will look at a legacy and think about the time that they have. And so leading with your legacy in mind, I began with a simple question, a simple equation actually. Too many times we think about work-life balance and we think that it's a balancing equation, but it's not. Work and life are on the same side of the equation, so they're not meant to be balanced. They're meant to either add to each other, subtract for each other, or multiply or be divided by each other. And they come up to a product or a term at the other side. They equal our legacy. And so what leading with your legacy in mind does is it takes a look at the 117,000 hours on average that each of us will spend over the course of our careers at work. And we think about those times instead of the times that we spend away from work. And throughout the book, we're focusing on how do we use those hours that are our most productive hours, our most effective hours, our most energetic hours, and how do we use them to create a legacy that others will feel our impact when we move on.
And how do we focus on doing the things that matter most in our personal and professional experiences with all the distractions that are coming at us all the time?
Yeah, life really is a busy place, and so is work. And so too often we allow the business and the busyness of life to put us into a funk or to allow us to use our time not so effectively. So when we're leading with our legacy in mind, and the way we step out of that time-wasting capacity is to really orient ourselves each day to our purpose. And that's something that we get to choose, and it's something that's different for everyone. Too often we think that there's this one purpose of life or work, and every one of us needs to orient to that one purpose. But there really are many different types of purposes, and my purposes are different than your purposes, and certainly they're different than the purposes of our listeners. But we come together when we focus on our purpose and we look for spaces and places that we can work that are aligned with that purpose. So the real effort is to be aligned with our purpose each day.
Well said. And is it ever too late to start thinking about what our legacy will be?
I don't think it's ever too late, but I do think it's much more effective to think about it earlier rather than later. There was a great study that was done with successful people who were 75 years or older, and they were asked a very simple question. If you could live your life over, what would you do differently? We knew these were successful people because they didn't say the normal things that the movies talk about, like I would have spent less time at the office or I would have spent more time with my children. They were already doing that. What they said was that they would have spent time earlier in their life focusing on what their purpose was. This would have allowed them then to align everything they did on purpose.
Well, it certainly makes sense. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information on our discussion and to be in touch with you online?
Sure. You can check out my website. That's at www.andrewthorne.com. There's no E on that. I always say it's Thorne, not Thorny. So the last name is just T-H-O-R-N, and the website is andrewthorne.com. They can, as you mentioned, they can follow me on Twitter or look me up on LinkedIn, or they can call me at 760-559-3548.
And you certainly can't beat that. In conclusion, any closing thoughts on the topic?
I've been thinking about a great tip for our listeners. I know that we're always looking for things that will help us be more effective in our efforts. And so I think it's important to realize that legacy is not an outcome or a destination. Instead, it's a journey, and it's a journey filled with great layers. And so if you really want to think of your legacy, begin by looking out 100 years and think about what your impact will be 100 years from now. Then come backwards to maybe a 20-year time period and think about what will your impact be 20 years from now? What will it be 5 years from now, 1 year from now, a month from now, a week from now? And then today, think about what you need to do to make that happen.
Well, Dr. Thorne, I certainly want to thank you for this information and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Eric. Have a great day, and hello to all the listeners.
And come back anytime as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Andrew Thorne, founder of Telios Corporation and the author of the book Leading with Your Legacy in Mind, due out next month on March the 21st. And the website of reference is simply andrewthorne.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.